call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
All right, cool. What's good, everybody? Marco Russell here, and I got my guy in the cockpit with me, Mr. Wes Walters. What's good, Wes? And we got the great fitness coach, fitness trainer extraordinaire, Jay Lopez.
What's going on?
In the building with us. What's good, bro?
Hey, man. Productive day as usual.
Good stuff, man. So basically what we're going to do is, so Jay has had some really extraordinary results over the past months and even a year or so. And we're going to kind of pick his brain. We're going to let y'all ask questions as well, whatever questions you have about how he's grown his business. I know some people in the group are maybe personal trainers or fitness coaches, or no matter what kind of coach you or consultant you are, it's totally relevant and applicable into your business. So we're going to get into a lot of cool stuff. We're going to pick his brain, ask, you know, get as much out of him as possible. I got some questions that I want to ask. Wes will probably jump in with some questions. And, of course, you all can drop your questions in the chat. And Wes will grab your questions. We'll answer all your questions and make sure y'all get a ton of value from this whole process. So let's go ahead and get into it. So, Jay, my first question, bro, is first off, I want to just say thank you so much, bro. I know you got a busy schedule. You got a lot of things happening, so appreciate you hopping on here with us.
Mm-hmm. No problem, man. No problem.
For sure. So number one, so I always like to know, before we get into like the actionable strategies and all that, first thing I want to know is like, why are you even on this entrepreneurial journey? Like, I know you, because I know you had jobs and so forth in the past, and you've been in, you know, doing some other things. So why entrepreneurship? Why are you even on this journey?
I would say purpose. I just feel like, you know, time is fragile. We only get one life here on earth. And to me, it should just be spent doing something that you enjoy doing. It doesn't matter how much, you know, money someone can make working for someone else. I just feel like everyone deserves to work for themselves. Everyone deserves to get up every morning and just enjoy what they're doing. From the day I became an entrepreneur, I haven't felt what it's like to work. Like, I don't know what it's, you know what I mean? I haven't felt what it feels like to go to work in a few years. So to me, that's what it's about. And just dealing with a lot of stuff, past things like working 9 to 5s, having to come to the realization that most jobs, companies, they don't really see the value in us as individuals. And we have to see the value in ourselves. And that's pretty much what that's about.
Gotcha. So obviously, man, I've been super, super excited about to work with you over this past, you know, really a short period of time, and been excited to see the results and your evolution over this process. Mm-hmm. But I know early on, even before we connected, you had some different struggles and challenges in your business. What actually kept you from quitting, bro? Because I know a lot of times we'll go through this business thing, and sometimes it's like you're almost crazy, because any logical person would just quit and just go get a real job with a consistent check. What actually kept you from actually quitting, bro?
Faith. I had faith in, I always felt like I was meant for better. And even during times when I didn't have clients, or, you know, even when I was at my 9 to 5, I always had a vision for myself. When I was at the warehouse, you know, stocking shelves, all I thought about was personal training. And that was my vision for myself. So the minute that I saw an opportunity to take a step, take a leap toward, you know, making that vision, bringing that vision to life, I took it. And whether it was quitting a job, no matter what it was, no matter what I had to do, I mean, and I've been there, I've gotten it from the bottom. So even at my lowest points, I still felt like the $1 million check, you know, the $1,000, $10,000, $20,000 checks were written. I just felt like I just needed to put the work in to get that check cashed. That's how I always felt. So faith.
Makes sense. So, all right, cool. So obviously things are popping in the business right now. Mm-hmm. Before we connected and how things were going, because you told me some horror stories about the business early on, right?
Yeah.
So what were some things, Because, like, now you, because, and we're going to get into, like, what's going on now, the steps and all that good stuff for everybody. But prior to that, what were some of the things you were doing to grow your business, whether online or offline? And what was the frustrating stuff that you were dealing with? Kind of take us through that journey. Kind of, if it was to go back in time a little bit.
So first, I actually had to take a whole year off for personal training. Not a lot of people know that, but I took a whole year off personal training. The reason I had to take a whole year off was because I made a business investment. I invested into a gym rental opportunity through a coach, someone that offered me mentorship. And I believed him because, you know, he had a nice car, you know, supposedly knew a lot of people and stuff. But that was pretty much it. I trusted this person. I made an investment. And looking back, obviously, I made a big mistake. And the reason why I made a big mistake was because this person didn't have any proof of what they did. I just believed them based off of the flashy stuff because he had a nice car and he was making me all these promises, right? So I took a very big loss. The minute I made that investment, he was nowhere to be found. I struggled for like 6 months at this gym, and I didn't give up. I stayed at that gym trying to promote, trying to get clients. Another thing, I found out that there was a gym literally like one block over, facing all the traffic. He never told me that, right? So that was it was just an overall a loss. I used to do a lot of posting online, just... we call it blank shots, you know, just posting pictures of myself working out, posting, letting people know I'm offering personal training. It was just a struggle. It was hard to get leads. It was hard to get clients. And even if I could get a client, you know, potential client to my gym, it was hard to lock them in. I always felt like I had to run a sale or, you know, cut my prices in half. I look back at the prices and the rates and stuff I used to charge, and it's ridiculous. It almost makes you like almost makes you look at the people that were paying you like dang, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm the one that was charging that, but it makes you feel some type of way like I'm worth so much more.
That's a great segue, actually. So all right, the rates you were charging, what were the rates you were charging then, right? And why? And then what are you charging now? And like, what was the shift that helped you go? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The reason I ask because I'm willing to bet that 99.9% of people listening right now are drastically undercharging. Yeah. And they know they should be charging more. They know they're worth way more. However, it's that sticking point. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, what were you charging? And then why? What was the mentality around? Because there's always a mentality around it, right? So what were you charging and why were you charging that? And then what are you charging now? And then, you know, why and what made the shift?
So the, you know, anywhere, the 20 sessions, the 25 sessions, I used to train, you know, like monthly for like $99. And at the time I just felt like, you know what, if I can charge this $99, I can get 20 to 30 people to pay this, and that'll get me, you know, enough to pay my bills and my rent. It was just this mindset that I had. And to me, I call it like just a low mindset. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't have any guidance and any self-worth as an entrepreneur at the time. I didn't have that self-worth. And that's where I was. But where I am now, you know, to go from having the goal or saying, hey, you know what, it'd be nice to make $2,000 this month. It'd be nice to make $3,000 this month. Like, if I work hard this whole month and train all my clients and, you know, session after session and do all this posting online, it'd be nice to see or make $3,000. Like, not even make $3,000 and actually see it in my account, but make $3,000 to pay my bills, right? So that's where I was. Where I am now, you know, $3,000 is standard for a client. I make that a client. And honestly, like, that's still bare minimum to me right now. Like, I have three or four different projects, each of them doing like five figures a month right now, you know? So it's a way bigger step. It's like, I'm light years ahead of where I was, you know? And we're talking like, still, I still have to keep myself like secluded. Like, I'm not even out there. My It's not, you know, people can't just get in touch with me. You have to go through a process to schedule a consultation with me. I'm literally booked up, like all my evenings. If I make something available, it gets booked. So that's a good problem to have, but it's at a point now where it's like, man, I got options. I got plenty of options, you know? I got offers, plenty of offers to whether it be coaching other trainers, whether it be, you know, people wanting to invest into what I have going on. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm having to outsource my work. It's just a lot. And that's, it's a good feeling, you know, it's a good feeling because at one point I couldn't even get clients. And now it's like, I'm having to really limit the amount of people that I can even talk to. Like yesterday I had to do two people at once. Like I did a consultation with, and I usually don't even do that, but I did, you know, two on one, took two people at once, locked them both in $3,000 each, you know, and that was just in an hour. It took me an hour to do that, you know? So yeah, good feeling.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So what changed, bro? What did you do? What did you start doing? So let's talk about some of the action stuff. So right now, so you went from doing that, you know, hoping that you know, it'd be nice to make $2,000 or $3,000 this month, to now having a $9,000 day, a $6,000 day, and you're averaging, you know, 20K plus
per
month, most five figures in like different deals. So you got multiple five figures a month coming in like in the beginning stages at this point. So what were some things that you started doing? Like what changed? Like you were here, right? What changed to get you to like, to help you accelerate this whole process?
Ah, man. Okay. So for one, I stopped trying to help everybody. That's the first thing. Started being really very specific in what I was offering, who I was helping. And I stopped, you know, focusing on my following. That's another mindset I had to change because I felt, I mean, you remember at one point I was about to invest into like getting another certification. I'm like, oh, if I get another certification, this will help me increase my prices. Or if I, you know, if I go with this company here, that'll kind of give me a better stamp of approval, then I'll be able to charge more. And yeah, that, I mean, I'm so glad I did not make the decision to do that. I had to change my mindset, the mindset shift. And to me, that's something that can only come with like coaching, that's guidance. I mean, I talk to entrepreneurs now, a lot of entrepreneurs, I meet other people in the community, and you know, just through conversation, they're like, man, like the level of your knowledge right now, like a lot of people just ask me for help. They ask me for coaching just based off of what I've learned, you know, by working with you, obviously. Right. So to me, I would say the mindset shift.
Got it. So what would you say? Let's talk about that. So like the importance of coaching and like pushing you past like the initial stuff. Right. So it's a crazy story. Most people don't even know the story of how we connected. It was real crazy. But for those who didn't see the post that you made earlier in the group, right?
Yeah.
Explain the story of like what initially got you into action. Not even investing into working together, but like what initially, because I didn't even come off like trying to sell you. I actually, for those who don't know, I actually met Jay, a childhood friend of mine posted a video. And they was working together. And at this point I was like, I was working out of the house, but I knew I needed a trainer or whatever. So I saw them and I was like, let me reach out. So we reached out, I pulled up on him, you know, and me seeing him online, I'm like, okay, like, you know, he got things popping. So I ain't go in the gym, like trying to pitch him on my services or nothing like that. I went in there like, all right, what it's going to cost. I paid him and we was working together. So to kind of take it from there and kind of tell the story of kind of how this whole evolution happened. People didn't see the post in the group.
All right, so it was a couple years back. And I don't even feel like a couple years, but yeah. So I was in my garage, no car, barely making $2,500. Like $2,500 was a good bump. Like if I went hard and bust my ass for the whole month, hour after hour, all this posting crazy, if I looked up, I could do $2,500. Right, that's where I was. I was really, the same day that you contacted me, I think it was that morning, I was looking into like, I was like, all right, I got to go get a job. I think the holidays was coming up and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get a part-time job so that I can still try to maintain my business. And you contacted me, you know, locked in, obviously, started training. And you didn't do, you know, you don't do too much talk. Like, when you come to the gym, you're here to work out. That's just that. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, yo, Marquel is like smartest dude in the room, but I'm telling you, he does not talk. And a lot of times when people compliment me on my business and stuff, you come up and they're like, who is that? I'm like, he comes here to work out. They don't even know you because you don't talk. You come in here, you work out, you dip, right? You're not in here trying, you're not promoting business and stuff. And that's how that was. So one night I was on my laptop, you know, ran across your Facebook page. And yeah, it was just like I would do any of my clients. Click, you know, see what they do. Just whatever, snooping around, man. I saw the website. I clicked on it. And then I clicked and I saw these video testimonials of these. And that was a first for me. That was my first time seeing someone that had video testimonials. Like, I don't think that was my first time seeing any coach, anybody, any business owner really that just had testimonial after testimonial. And I was blown away, you know, because I was like, you can't make this stuff up. He's got like real people on video. Like, you can't make that up. So after watching, going through the testimonials, next day I was like, yo, like, that's what you do. Like, this, tell me more about it, whatever. You were still modest about it. Like, oh yeah, you know, like that's what I got going on. So, he was like, you say, hey, if you need some help, let me know. So I'm like, all right. So yeah, I need some help. So you were like, told you what I had going on. You know, you could see I didn't have that many clients anyway. You're just like, you know what? Post some free content. Post some free content every day for the next 30 days. So I was like, oh, all right, cool. So you left the gym. I thought about it. I'm like, man, I'm not doing that. Like, this dude crazy. I'm not about to give out free information online. Like, he might know what he's doing on his side of things, but he don't know what it's like to be a fitness coach. He don't know what it's like to be a personal trainer. Like, I've been doing this. Yeah, my business is different. I've been doing this. So I was like, no, I'm good. I just trashed that thought. And then that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just looking to get me another certification. I'm going to make this happen. So the next day, came to work out, just like, yo, I see the post. So I was like, oh, yeah, about that, man. I'm going to just, you know, get this next certification. And once I get there, you just like cut me off. He was like, you scared, man. So I'm like, what? So he was like, oh, you scared. So we had a little back and forth, not really a back and forth, but it was like an awkward moment too, because like, this is my gym. So you in my gym try to check me. So I'm like, hold on. You know what I mean? So I was pretty pissed off at that moment, to be honest. I was pissed off, but I was pissed off enough that after the session, you know, I was like, nah, I don't like anybody feeling like, you know, they got over on me or whatever. I'm like, nah, I'm not scared. So I'm a post. And I did it. I posted some free content, you know, thought about it. Then the next day. And this is the result of that. So the result was, I think within 7 days, I just started getting a bunch of DMs, a lot of people reaching out to me, man. And yeah, I mean, it was overwhelming. So I had a couple of neighborhood apps that I use, Facebook, Instagram, and people just started DMing me like, hey, I've been following you for a while, you know. And within 21 days, 3 weeks, I remember 17 clients I locked in. And that's while I was still in my garage gym. And yeah, that was crazy. Just not having to do much to reach out, Facebook ads, none of that stuff. Like, just taking that initial step, trusting that, you know, what he told me to do. That's pretty much how we started working from there.
Yeah. It's a pretty crazy, because and it's funny that you mentioned the neighborhood app, because I remember you always used to mention the neighborhood app when we used to mm-hmm. be in the gym. Like, bro, people been reaching out on neighborhood and everything. So I remember that. That's pretty crazy.
Next door, right? Yeah.
That's what it was. Next door. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So cool. So, and for everybody, so like, for those who are wondering, like, okay, how is this actionable for my business? So essentially what we did was like, the content. So first of all, like Jay hit on earlier, like, we really crystal clear, like, really got clear on, like, all right, who's your ideal client? Like, who are the ones you like working out, training the most? And it was like entrepreneurs. So we're like, all right, why not just target just entrepreneurs in and your messaging? So we crafted the messaging around that. And then it was like, all right, how do we put out the right bait to attract the people you want? So it's like going fishing, right? You're going to use a certain kind of bait if you're going to get bass. You're going to use a certain kind of bait if you're going to get catfish. You're going to use a certain type of bait if you're going deep sea fishing and you're trying to catch, swordfish, you know what I'm saying? Or shrimp was like, it's going to be certain type of bait you're going to use. So what's the bait? So that became the content. And then from there, the volume was, because most people are terrified, because now you start getting an influx of people reaching out, because now it was a whole different situation. The positioning was different. And now you can easily start, because most people don't increase their prices simply because they're like in lead poverty. It's like they only get one lead every other day. So they're like, I got to land this or I ain't going to be able to pay my bills. But when you're in a position now where you got a systemized way for people to come through and become clients, you can charge whatever you want, especially when you know you're good at what you do. And another thing we worked on was like really dialing in and really getting clear and letting people really understand like what you really do. Because like I told you, I'm like, bro, the reason I hired you is because me and Kansas, I took Kansas with me. Wes, you know Kansas, a few of you watching probably know Kansas. Me and Kansas used to hit Planet Fitness on our own, and we used to be in there like 90 minutes, almost 2 hours sometimes. So I went, and Jay was like, I had y'all out of here in 45, and I ain't tell him we was in another gym for 90 minutes. I'm like, bro, how long will it typically be here? He was like, like 45, 60 minutes max. I'm like, I'm in. I'm like, you tell him, you hear me? I'm like, I can come in there, because like me, and I'm like, you work with entrepreneurs, we value time in results. So I'm like, I can come in here, work out 45 minutes, take me 20 minutes. Like, you bought me another hour a day. That's 5 hours a week you just bought me. That's 20 hours a month that you just bought me. You know what I'm saying? So that's a no-brainer. And that's a no-brainer when you're speaking to an entrepreneur. They're looking at that, not necessarily how much you cost. So $3,000, $4,000, even $5,000 or whatever is a no-brainer at that point, because it's not about that. It's about the speed to results. So that's a huge thing for everybody to really gather, especially when it comes to like your messaging, your marketing, all that good stuff. And by the way, if y'all got questions, type them in the chat. We're more than happy to answer them. I'll get Jay to answer them, or if we got some for us, we can answer it. And if you feel like you're in a place, you're a coach, you're a consultant, service provider, and you want more clients, you want people beating your door down, you want to increase the demand, you want to attract clients who will pay you $3,000 to $10,000 or more, comment in the chat, hire, just H-I-R-E, H-I-R-E. And then Wes here, reach out to you after we wrap up, have a quick chat, see what a game plan will look like specifically for your business. And if we can help, you know, we'll talk about some options. And if not, if you're not in a place where we can help you, we'll just make some other recommendations. Because we're very specific about who we work with. We only bring on people we're 120% confident we can help. So if Wes don't feel like we can help, then we'll give you some other resources, you know, to get you at a point where we actually can, you know, help. So if that's something you're interested in, just comment higher. Wes will reach out to you, give you the whole game plan. And not only do you get access to work with me, you get our whole team, like, you know, and we kind of partner with you in your business to help you round things up. So, all right, cool. So what questions, if y'all got any questions, Wes, you got any questions, anything you want to jump in with, bro?
Yeah, I got a question. So, you know, I'm glad that we have Jay Lopez here, because his business is, there's a lot of people are going to look at him and say, like, what exactly what he said, like, Marquell might know real estate, Marquell might know retail, but he doesn't know my business.
Right.
I know personal trainers personally who are struggling. Like, I mean, I wish there was another word for struggling right now. Struggling is not the right adjective. Like, literally going back to Walmart to check bags and like in stock shelves. No shade, because I did that in my life. So no, there are people that got to do what they got to do to feed their families, by all means. That is not your reality at all right now. Like, business got better after Corona, after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's a perfect example of someone who's watching right now to be like, that doesn't apply to my business. And it does in your case. What would you say to them?
I would say that it is one thing to be good at what you do, but it doesn't matter. Like, you can be the best at what you do. If you don't know how to reach the people, if you don't have the confidence to, you know, charge your worth, if you're not skilled, and say it one more time, if you're not skilled in communicating that to someone, it's going to be pretty much impossible to really, you know, reach your actual sales goals. If you're not skilled in identifying what someone's problem is, right? And then, you know, effectively offering them a solution, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And that goes for anybody. And even now, like, I remember before I met Mark Will, I had already started going to the, I started going to the gym at 2:30 a.m., right? And that was a decision I made because I felt it would buy me more time. And that was pretty much the routine I developed for myself, right? I used to, when I go to the gym, there are business owners that I've known consistently for like 3 years, and they've even seen my growth in my business, right? And it's crazy to have known someone back then, you know, having conversations in the gym. And the conversations we used to have back then were just like, you know, hey, you know, I see you doing good. I see you working out. That turned into, oh man, hey, I see you online. I saw your video online. How are things going? Oh, business is doing good. That grew to, oh, yo, what's new? Like, what's new with the sales? Oh, that's what you're doing right now? Okay, cool. What's your advice on this? That turned into, hey, I got an idea. You should do this. Let me know if you get it, you know, situated. I want to invest. Like, and we're talking about like millionaires, like multimillionaires, who just saw my growth in such a short period of time. And the conversation and the vibe has completely shifted. The respect level has completely grown, you know? The conversation went from pretty much nothing to something. And yeah, to me, that's major. Just to actually, because other people see the growth. I find myself having conversations with business owners, entrepreneurs, and I have to like tone down my conversation. And even then, I'm still dropping major gems. You know, I'll just, something simple, I can pinpoint something very simple, like not even want to dissect someone's business. You know, doesn't matter, any arena, business owners, just send me their websites. What do you think of this? I can point out like 10 different things that need to be fixed. It's not my place to do so, but that's pretty much where I am on the knowledge level. So when this shutdown happened, when this pandemic happened, I did not panic at all. Like, I didn't panic. I felt like I had like a generator, an extra generator I had never turned on. You know, the system, the skills, all of that I had learned and put in place, I never turned it on. Like, I just started running Facebook ads and things like that and launched a full program. I just did that about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And my whole evening, like, I'm seriously, like, I probably have one more person that comes in my evenings to train. I'm seriously considering just giving them a refund just so I can have my whole evening. Just to have, you know, I'm doing like 3 or 4 consultations a day right now. I did one consultation yesterday, $6,000. 2 days before, that was 9,000. So it's just, I mean, it's a no-brainer, you know? And I'm not even mashing the gas. Like, I'm not mashing the gas at all. We're talking about, I'm in my basement. This is like a chill day. I'm not mashing the gas. I'm posting. I make one post in the morning and I get DMs. I get people scheduling up. I'm scheduled up. I'm booked up with consultations for the next 2-3 weeks. So it's a no-brainer.
So you said a lot, but what I heard, what jumped out to me is that you raised your game and it attracted a level of clientele that was tantamount to that gain that you gave.
Yeah. I have a lot of well-known people that want to work with me and reach out. And it's a good thing because if someone's not, you know, serious, someone can't afford or whatever, not ready to invest, I mean, they're just not even going to come your way. They're doing you're doing me a favor, you know? So I attract every client I take on is an entrepreneur that's at the top of the game. And I'm not doing anything now but just testimonial after testimonial. Every time I drop a new testimonial or a new result in my business, it brings me 1,000 new inquiries. You know, my schedule's overbooked. I have DMs, DM after DM. I have DMs I haven't even responded to. And it's not on purpose. It's just I have these different platforms. You know, people texting me. My phone number isn't even on my website. I had to take that off because people started texting, calling. Like, getting clients is not an issue anymore.
I got a question from Ray Digger. She said, how did you pick your content that you're going to be focused on for the day or for the week? Mark Well always encourages us to post one piece of content per day.
I will tell you what he told me a couple years ago. You know more than 99% more of the people that follow you. So when you're trying to, you know, figure out what content to post, honestly, like, don't think. When you think, anytime I overthink things and put all this work in to like make some content, never get that reaction. When I just do, you know your craft. What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that your followers need help with? You know, so that's what I'm thinking about. Like, how can I help? Before I post a piece of content, I need to be able to say, who is this helping? If I cannot answer who is this helping, what is it helping? That's it. I don't post it. But every time I get ready to post, I already know what I'm speaking of, who I'm speaking to. And that's why I always get reaction. Every single video, I never post a video. It doesn't matter about views. I'm not checking for views. Every time I post a video or a picture, caption, whatever I'm speaking about, I get emails, I get DMs, because it's gonna target, it's gonna hit that client, that potential client that you need and the one that's willing to pay you what you're worth, so.
Absolutely.
I have one more question from a follow-up question from Ray Digger. How do you narrow it down on your ideal client, the ones that who you wanna work with? She says currently her messaging is not attracting her target audience.
You have to be specific. Don't be modest. Like, it is okay to be direct on who you work with. And even with me being very specific, some people will still go through the process. They'll still almost like, they'll fight to make it to the consultation. Like, hey, look, I watched the video. I know you said this, I know you said that, but like, can, you know, could you consider? And that happened yesterday. That happened yesterday on the call. I, you know, had two people in the same consultation and you know, spoke to this client, you know, and landed the client $3,000 for that. And her friend was sitting next to her. And once I processed her, she just slid over like, hey, you know, can you take me on? And I was like, listen, honestly, I got 10 more minutes before my next consultation. You've already heard what this program is, what it offers. Why should I take you on? That was my honest, like, why should I take you on to this program? What reason do you feel you need to be on this program? And, you know, what are you willing to do if you get on the actual program? And she answered those two questions. Okay, cool. $3,000 to lock in. Done deal. And I went to my next consultation. Simple. So be very specific. There's nothing wrong with being specific. This is not a personal thing. It's nothing to take personal. I know who I help. And bottom line, that's it.
Bingo. Because the reality is, now you go from selling people on why they should buy to people selling you on why you should allow them to buy.
Exactly.
So it's a total game changer. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest reasons that Jay wins consistently is that he's coachable. So initially, like he said, he had some resistance because it was a new way of doing things, right? But once he got that, did it and saw some forward progress, he's like, all right, this guy might know a little something. Because I remember one time Jay used to do the videos and he used to just upload them, right? No caption, no text. He was just upload the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you got to put some caption to get them to watch. And he was like, no, I'm uploading. I'm like, bro, people ain't just going to watch your video because you light skin, bro.
Yeah.
You got to put some compelling copy to get them to watch. So a couple months later, he started doing it and I started DMing. I'm like, bro, your copy is super strong. So yeah. Now it's long form copy, it's video copy. It's like, even I stopped it. I'm like, hey, let me check this out. Cause it's like, the copy is so strong now, just from the reps, just from doing it. Just from like, yeah. All right, bet, yeah. Let me do it. All right, yeah. Bet, let me do it. All right, bet, let me do it. And not just watching, hearing what I'm saying, but watching how we do stuff. And then like, all right, how do I implement that into our business? Cause the cool thing is like, most people miss the gate because they're like, well, yeah, you know, that won't work for my business. And people think, well, Marquette doesn't know my business. So they, or CAU, they don't know our business like that. And people don't realize, one of the things we're great at as a company is like marketing, client attraction, like that's our thing, right? And no matter what business you're in, if you're not a marketer first, you're not gonna be in business long. It's like Jay is a fitness coach and personal trainer, right? Because he's a marketer first. It doesn't matter what, if he decided, look, I'm going to kill the fitness business today and I'm going to go and start a moving company, with his knowledge of marketing, he just transfer that over into the moving company and blow that thing up. It doesn't matter what he decides to do because he's invested his time and his money into learning this stuff. So it don't matter what business you're in, if you understand marketing and how to implement. I did like a walkthrough with a lady the other day on a call, like a webinar I did. And her business was like, she sell like alcohol infused popcorn, right? So I kind of laid out a whole process, and she was like, oh my God, I never even thought of that. But it's like, once you understand that, you can literally go into any vertical and implement these strategies. Doesn't really matter what the business is. So that's huge. Any other questions that came in, Wes?
No, sir.
All right, cool. So my next question is, you got anything, Wes?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. So so obviously, man, you're totally crushing it, bro. So my question is this. And by the way, I wanted to say that coachable part, because if you know that you want more clients, you know you want more profit, you know you want to impact more people, you know you want to have more freedom, and you want to grow your business faster while working less, and you decide to type higher for us to kind of, for Wes to reach out and see, can we work together? Just make sure you're coachable, because if you're not coachable, we don't want your money, or we don't want to work with you, because we only want your results. Mm-hmm. And we're only going to allow you in if we're confident we can help you. So you being coachable and having big goals is some of the most important stuff that you can have. If you just want to make an extra $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month or, you know, $300 or whatever, this definitely isn't a good fit. But if you want to add an extra 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 grand or plus per month to your revenue while actually working less, you know, we definitely could potentially help. So just comment higher. Wes will reach out to you and, you know, have a quick chat with you, tell you what the game plan would look like, and then we'll go from there. So I think I got like one or two more questions, bro. Let me see here. So for those who are listening right now, right, and they're kind of on the fence, they're like, I'm not sure if I'm ready, whatever the case may be. If you would say one thing to the audience about the process, what would you say?
Man, I would say I wish I had a time machine so we can go back to the garage, no car. But since we can't do that, I would just say, ask yourself where you want to be. Where do you want to be, 30, 60, 90 days from now, a year from now? Where do you want to be? And do you honestly feel that what you've been doing will get you there? If you feel like what you've been doing on your own can get you there, then all right, that's that. But if you want to be, you know, put your pride aside, be transparent and say, you know what, this is where I want to get to. And I know that it's going to take some real skin in the game to make it happen. Then, yeah, that's pretty much it. So it all comes down to sacrifice. You know, what's the saying? Sacrifice for what you want, or what you want will be the sacrifice. I live by that, and I truly believe it. So if you really want this, you really want to make it happen, you're going to sacrifice to make it happen. And if not, then you're pretty much sacrificing what you want.
Good stuff. So cool, man. Thank you so much, first of all, bro, for jumping on. If everybody, if y'all got any questions, drop them in the chat. We're happy to answer any questions you got. Before we wrap up, what you got, bro?
No, I was gonna say, yeah. What type of ask them, like what type of businesses, coaches, whoever, who's on the line right now? Who's on the line? Who's actually listening right now?
Yeah, for sure. So let's see. What kind of businesses y'all got? What kind of businesses do y'all have? Mm-hmm. And what questions do y'all have? I mean, y'all, it's an opportunity to get like free live coaching right now.
Free live from
people who are like actually doing this stuff. This dude went from $2,500 a month to over 20 multiple five-figure businesses in a month right now.
That's facts.
True. Killing it. Ray Digger, personal trainer. I mean, you should be asking questions. Janae, financial services. I mean, unless y'all already like where y'all want
personal trainer. But that's the personal trainer?
Ray Digger is the personal trainer, yep.
All right, what's the biggest problem she's experiencing right now in the business? What's one of the issues?
There it is. Ray Digger, what's the biggest issue in your business right now? A lot of people in financial services. Cool. Coco said, I'm in the program already. Excellent. We're excited to have you, Coco. Smart move. Yeah, what questions y'all got, man? Y'all got somebody, like, this dude went from, like, borderline from to quit his job, I mean, quit his business to go get a job, to absolutely crushing it. And the cool thing, he got to the 20K plus per month mark before even launching ads. Now we're putting gasoline on this thing to really ramp it up.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was like, ah, 20K, we being modest.
I got to get the updated numbers.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, what?
Right.
We're being modest, bro. Yeah, bro. You talking one project.
Yeah, man, you gotta send me the four. Yeah, you gotta send me the updated numbers, bro. So I can switch my brag up.
What do we got for the personal trainer? What are the issues? What are the problems? So the biggest issue in the business.
I'm assuming they're typing. They ain't said nothing yet.
Okay. Don't y'all hold back with questions. That's one of the biggest mistakes I think a lot of people do. They don't want to ask a question. They feel like whether it might be a dumb question or maybe something someone asked before or it's not good enough to ask. If you got a question you feel that you want to ask, you should definitely ask it.
Got it. So, Ray, mm-hmm. So a couple of things. So I saw, I think it was Janae said, I'm back and forth between financial coaching, which I enjoy, and bookkeeping service, which is tedious, but my moneymaker. Yeah, so what's the question? What's the question? I mean, because it's like, obviously, if you're not marketing your financial coaching, that's probably why it's not a moneymaker. So what's your exact question? Ray Digger said, my biggest issue right now is my messaging and getting leads daily. I'm not hitting my goals because my offer is too low. What you got to say to that, bro?
Run that back again.
My biggest issue right now is my messaging and getting leads daily. I'm not hitting my goals because my offer is too low.
Okay, so your biggest issue is your messaging and getting leads. All right, so that's the first issue. And then your offer is too low. Why is your offer low? That's my question. Why is your offer low? Why is it low?
Oh, that's a good question. Why is the offer low, Ray Digger? I have a signature program I want to offer. So why aren't you offering this?
Why aren't you offering it?
Yeah. How much is your signature offer? Perry said, do you have any resources that pay for tuition for adults using talents or skills, preferably entertainment business? What do you mean by that, Perry?
Was that a question to us or to Jay Lopez?
Yeah, I don't know that. Yes, a good question. Do you have any resources that pay for tuition for adults using talents or skills? Preferably the entertainment business. I'm not sure who that was for. Who's that question for? Perry.
So as far as while we wait for Perry, Mrs. Tandra Price, I've been sending you messages since June 5th. So please just accept the message in Facebook Messenger and not messaging me in the thread. So go to your messenger, click on your picture, and then you're going to see message requests, and then click accept from me. I've been sending you messages from the first live on June 5th.
Mm-hmm. Or if Tandra, if you click on Wes's name in the chat.
Shoot me a message.
Yeah, shoot. You click on Wes's name and then go to his page and click on send message. And you can just message him, and then you'll see all the other messages he sent you to. For everybody, include. I would say my offer is low due to the previous coach I had about low ticket, tripwire, etc. Okay, so a previous coach told him to do the low ticket stuff.
Where did that get you?
Where did that get you, Ray? Janae said I was responding to the question of what's your issue. I wouldn't doubt. I don't market my coaches. Okay, got it. Okay, cool. So yeah, I think Janae. I think either one could do a extremely well financially. I think it pick one. Like, it sounds like the financial coaching one you're being more pulled to. That's the one you enjoy most. So if you took that one and you just went off, because I'm not sure if you're open to sharing how much you make per month with your bookkeeping services, but I'd be willing to venture to say that the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days max, you could easily, you know, replace that income if it even takes that long, if you, you know, did the right strategies. And if you want us to help you with it, I mean, of course, we can chat about it. But even if you just took what we're talking about here and go implement it, you can literally replace your bookkeeping income pretty quick with financial coaching. I mean, because people will easily pay you that. Because even in your financial coaching, you can probably teach them how to do the bookkeeping stuff inside of your financial coaching, just based on how you structure the offer in your program and, you know, all that good stuff. Thank you, Coco. Coco said, Janae joined Markwell coaching program. The best. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mr. Lopez, can you check out my music to see if it works for your workout regimen? Dance, EDM, R&B music. That's what Perry asked.
Send it.
Send it over here.
Send it.
Make sure it's on point, man. He's a tough critic on the music. He's gonna trash you on social media if it ain't important. If it ain't on point. Now I'm just messing with you. Brother said he do dance, EDM, and R&B. Good stuff.
Sounds exhausting.
For sure.
That's it on the questions so far.
All right, cool. All right, excellent. We'll hang out about 4 more minutes, and we'll hop off just in case some people are typing. We'll go another 4 minutes, and then we'll get out of here if y'all don't got anything. Was this helpful? Did y'all get value from this?
Absolutely.
Let us know if y'all got some value from this. And if you're watching a replay, just type in the chat, like, hashtag replay. Just know, let us know if y'all watch these things. What your full name on Facebook? His name on Facebook is Joseph Lopez.
Not going to accept.
Yeah.
Go to fill with requests. Go to the Instagram. Train with Jay Lopez. That's the best place to follow.
Now you don't. So great question. So Janae, you actually don't. So that's a great question. You don't actually have to have your offer figured out before coming to work with us. I'm so glad you said that, Janae. Most people think that before they come to us, they got to have their offer figured out already. You don't have to have your offer figured out when you come to us. All you got to do is know your expertise and know that you have expertise that can actually help people. That's it. We help you with the offer. Yep. We help you with the messaging. We help you with the packaging. We help you with the positioning. We help you with the marketing and client attraction process. We help you with the enrollment side on exactly what to say to enroll clients into those $3,000 offers. Like when Jay was saying he had a $6,000 a day, $9,000 a day, oh, nah, like we give you exact script of exactly what to say, even if you're uncomfortable selling, right?
Even if you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're uncomfortable selling, the process works. Yeah, so you don't need, so each client brings in 1,000, and I can only work with 2 to 3 a month. And with financial coaching, I had digital products priced under 100. Yeah, so it sounds like you're making about $3,000 a month right now. I mean, you can easily have I got a client who does financial coaching. She charged like $7,500 for her program. And I think she's on the verge of cracking 50K per month, and she works a fraction of the time. So yeah, Janae, we can definitely help you with that if that's something you want to do for sure. So just comment higher and we can, you know, have a conversation. But yeah, so I just want to just be clear, because I know a lot of times people are thinking that, oh, I need to have my offer together, I need to have my messaging on point, I need to have this, or I need to have all these different things before I come. You don't require any of that, really. I mean, if you got it, fantastic. However, it's not required, because sometimes people come to us with stuff that they think is ready, and we end up having to redo a lot of that stuff anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily what most people think, because we help you with the whole process from like A to Z, all the way from your messaging, your packaging, your offer, what price you should be charging, how to structure your program, how to deliver your program in a leveraged way so you're not doing a ton of one-on-one, or any one-on-one for that matter, so you're not burning yourself out, what to say on the enrollment calls. We listen to your enrollment calls and give you feedback on your enrollment calls. We look at your ads. We look at your marketing.
That's all a part. And that goes back to what you said, being coachable, right? Mm-hmm. All of that goes right back to being coachable. Not trying to, it's not really your job to figure that out. That's the coach's job. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, even me, I'll get on calls with people and they're asking a bunch of digging for more, trying to ask a bunch of questions. It's like, listen, you're trying to take my job. It's my job to help you. You got to know that you want the help. You want the help and you're willing to follow the plan, then you're going to be good. But you don't have to come with this whole elaborate, perfect plan. Like, that's not what this is about.
Yeah. That's it. That's the bottom line. So that's that. And we show you how to start. Even the granular stuff, we give you an agreement to use. We show you how to process payments right away without getting a merchant account. The whole 9 yards. So we cover everything from A to Z. All you require is some expertise. If you like, I don't know what I do, I don't know what I'm good at, I just want to make money, then you just probably require some thinking. But if you know you're great at some stuff and you can help people, you know, and we can help you. So before we wrap up, bro, Well, let's talk about it, man. You said the numbers were conservative. So yeah, so we were at $2,500 a month, right? You know, truck, like, that was a great month. What are we doing now these days per month? Let's talk about it.
Oh man. All right. So the projects, each of the projects that I have in place right now, right? So one did 20K.
Okay, let me get my calculator out. Hold on. Let's talk about it. All right, so we got one project, 20K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another project that did 20K.
Okay.
Before that one was 12K. Another project was 15K. Right now, my high ticket program, I've been running it, like 3 weeks in on officially, like, not even running it at its like optimum level. That's 20K. Month is not even up.
Okay, so this one clear. So it's five different projects. Mm-hmm. One of them at 20K, one mm-hmm. at 20K, one at 12, one at 15, and one at 20.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we do the old school math with the other pad and pen. So we got 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. So we at 87K a month so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for everybody, I want y'all to understand something. 87K a month. The brother said on a great month a year or so ago, it was $2,500 a month. Now 87K per month, right? And can work when he want to, has the ability to carve out an entire hour to jump on here and chill out, not tripping. Every $7,000 a month, that's a seven-figure run rate. For those of you who don't know what that means, it requires $83,333 a month to make $1 million. So he's at $87,000. So his business right now is at a seven-figure run rate, and he's chilling, doing the business the way he want to do it.
Chilling. I'm about to mash the gas though.
He finna refund a client to open up his whole evening. Total game changer. That just updated my brag a whole lot. So how we help the fitness trainer go from, you know, $2,500 being a great month to $87,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Oh yeah. Okay.
New levels.
We gotta get an updated testimonial too, bro. I ain't know that. That just made me rethink my whole graphic for the group. I should ask you that before I made the post.
Nah, I told you, man. I'm not used to this. He wants me to drop these wins. I'm like, look, man, I'm not used to this, man.
Jay, real quick, what's the key for the swoleness, man? I've been trying to get swole for the last 5 years. I plateau at 200. I can't get past 200, man.
Eat. If you're comfortable with your diet, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
Yeah. Eat enough.
You're not eating enough, man. Not eating enough. But look, you can get on the program. You know, we can talk. We can chat.
Hey, hire that man, Wes. That's the first step. Hire that man.
You can chat.
I told my guy Brian, we did our mastermind call before we hopped on here, and I told Brian should be reaching out to you. Okay. I was like, man, because he said he was at like 233. He working down to his goal. He had like 195. I'm like, man, hit Jay up, man. It's at least worth a conversation.
Let's go.
But yeah, he should be hitting you up. So cool. So Ray said our first step is posting a piece of content per day. That's part of it, right? I think the biggest thing is like you're going to really get clarify your messaging, get clear on who you want to work with, what you're going to lead them to. So it's definitely a few pieces to it for sure.
Yeah.
So cool. So good. So that's that. We're almost at the top of the hour. Again, if you're watching this, whether you're watching the replay inside of the group or you're on live, if you know you want more clients, you know you want more profit, you know you want to impact more people, you know you can help people get results, and you want to have more freedom in your business, so you want to grow your revenue while working 50% less, comment below hire. Wes will reach out to you, have a quick chat just to make sure we can help you. And if so, we'll kind of map out a game plan to show you what that would look like. Or if not, give you some other resources on how to move forward. And if you're watching this video somewhere else, like on a page or something, it'll be a button below this video. You can just click on that button, That'll take you over to kind of how to get more details of how we can work together to help you grow your business. All right, so that's where we are with this thing. Jay, thank you so much, bro. You got any closing remarks as we wrap this thing up?
Get motivated. Take action.
That's it. Straight like that, everybody. So that's it. Hope y'all got a ton of value from this. If y'all got any questions, you can tag us in here. Jay is in the group as well, so y'all can tag him in here. So that's it. God bless you all. Love you all. And this session is a wrap. Talk to y'all soon. All right.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.